Let's open our Bibles to Romans 8. Well, we're in this In Christ Precious Journey. We've been in an In Christ Precious Journey ever since we gave our heart to Jesus Christ. But now we're growing into the knowledge of it, confidence in it, complete confidence in what he's done in Christ. And it is amazing. It's awesome. It's just beyond of the life that came to live in you the moment you said, Jesus, I take you, you're my Savior. The life that came to live in you, the life that died, that very moment was you. And now Christ liveth in you. And with last week, I'll tell you what a wonderful time we had to think about the incredible encouragement, the edifying of the Spirit of Christ in us. Romans 8, 9, I just love that. No longer do we live in the flesh, but we live in the Spirit. I love that. Receive the word of God. Don't go by how you feel or what you think you've done. Believe the word of God. It's a far more better mind than yours or your friend or your legal brother or sister that's trying to put you down. Or a religion. Even a religion you might have been saved in. You better know the word of God or you'll never fully grow up. You'll always be in fear. You'll be in doubt. You'll be harassed by the enemy instead of them fiery darts just falling short way before they ever reached you. He has to get so far away from you, he don't even want to mess with that. See, he's got to mess with Christ in me, the hope of glory. You get that? Praise the Lord. It ain't me, it's Christ in me. And that's, I'll tell you what, that's a formidable, wonderful, wonderful encouragement as we go on in this life. Now, with that encouragement, it is amazing how we could ever doubt his passion for us. His passion. I mean, it's a passion. This heart full of love in such abundance, in heights, in every dimension of what he wants for us. The purpose of Christ in us is the purpose of the fulfillment of the ages, because it is, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Think of what he wants. All creation groans right now. All of creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God, the fulfillment of that, the presentation of the filled with all the fullness of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I mean, really, just take a minute to let that sink in. Really let that sink in. That's the word of God. That's truth. That's truth. Praise God, that's truth. And isn't it, it just is so sad. We're sad enough to doubt it. But it's so sad that people of God will not preach the truth. Preach around it. Preach somebody's interpretation of something when it's just so plain and so blunt and so exact and so all-powerful. Honey, I live in you. I live in you. But I'll tell you what, even though we have all of this, sometimes we can be so quick to doubt and fret. Amen? And that's each and every one of us. But for the grace of God, and we've all been in these places of doubt and fret. But we can all say this one thing. It's always when we have taken our eyes off of him. That time we get into that place of fretting and doubting is it's because we have taken our eyes off of who we are in Christ. Is there anything more valuable than winning God's best? Is it more valuable for you to lay hold of a hurt or an anger, bitterness? It's just this, I mean, it's just, it's not worthy to be compared, you know. It just it's beyond any language in our English language, any word in our English language to describe how silly that would be, how ignorant to think that there would be something that I would want to harbor and to keep that would prevent me from truly living the fullness of that liberty of what he wants me to live. Now, when we take our eyes off of him, what happens is we're beginning to look at ourselves. We look at what I'm doing. We're very critical people. We can be critical of one another. But I think as you go on with the Lord, I think the battle, at least that I can testify of, is you become critical of yourself. Because somehow, some way, you think that as you go on with the Lord, that it somehow transferred some way from your heart to outside. And I'm going to remind us all, Christ still looks upon the heart all the way through. I pray, by the grace of God, you take this. I don't want even one little lean of self-righteousness in my life or anything I would ever preach. Amen. And I mean that. And it's very easy to lean into the outward appearance. That doesn't mean that I don't believe that, I'll tell you what, faith can have an amazing work. But it's that love that caused the faith to work in your life. I don't worry about the outcome because I already know what the input is. It's Christ in me. And if I'll feed that, the output, the outcome will be exactly what he desires. But it's all going to be from the word of his grace. I have to cease from my own works and truly believe by faith that it's the working of the word of God in my life. That it's truly that word that works in me to will and do of his good pleasure. It's the word. And it's the word in me, in Christ in me. Isn't that something? It's the word of his grace. It's Christ that liveth in you. Yeah, you're still there, but I'll tell you what, it's all Christ. You ready to let it go? And really trust him. Amen? That's the beauty of it. See, when we get into that place of where we're really focused on ourselves and believing that it's somehow, you know, what I'm doing or maybe what I'm not doing or my failure, my sorrow, whatever it is, that's when I need to call out to God to deliver me from the distraction of me. And that's what will defeat you from God's best. By the grace of God, to continue to pray, Lord, deliver me from the distraction of me. Because even if I think it's somebody else, it's still me that letting them do it. But then it's me that I'm distracted about. I guess I got to get me out of the way. Praise God. We need to get our eyes off of me and see one thing, which is Christ in me. Because see, that's the truth. That's the truth of who you are. To see, praise God, in faith. And to see by the grace of God, the new man that lives in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I thank God. Paul had to be encouraged through that. Romans 7 is so glorious. What a testimony, what a treasure to our hearts that, you know, that sweet apostle Paul. What a deliverance. I mean, what a deliverance. The chief of sinner to be on that road and the Lord shines himself and reveals himself to him. And people would think, well, man, it's all taken care of. He's just got easy street now. No, it got hard then. You know it did. And then the learning. Because there was such immensity of truth, such incredible euphoric praise of his life, that you start looking back to you that, wait, I should be more. I should do more. Oh no, Paul, it's not going to work that way. No matter how hard you try, you will never get it done. No matter how much you want to be perfect in Paul's eyes, I'm going to tell you something. I'm never going to remove those thorns. I am not going to let you be glorified. I love you too much. I'm not going to let you be magnified and not me in you. Praise God. Know it. Believe it. We need to understand, praise the Lord, that there are two natures in battle in every one of us. Don't you think that I heard that long time back. I'm glad I never heard it to my face that there were ones that came into this meeting even, been in here, been under the truth. But they'd say, oh yeah, but you're not going to really achieve until it's all gone, root and branch. They used to say that. I'm glad I hear that no longer in here. Praise God. There may be two natures at battle in my life, but I'm going to tell you something. There's only one life that lives in here. Do you understand that? See, that's the beauty of it. There's only one life. There's only one new man that lives in here. And by grace, through the word of God, I know who's in me. I know I just have one life, and that is Christ in me. And thank you, Lord, it's in that faith that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I love when God gave me a vision of that. The scripture is just so deep in what it can reveal to your heart. I understand the enemy's out in, is the prince and the power of this air. Don't get me wrong. But I understand, too, that God put me in this world. And I've got a flesh that's in this world. And how he revealed that to me, his son, but greater is me that's in you than he, your flesh, that's in the world. And he proves it time and time again. Yes, he does. So, what do? We feed this life, don't we? And we feed this life the truth, the whole counsel of God. And what happens is we grow strong in knowing the love of Christ. When you really receive the truth, the first thing you're going to continue to receive of the truth is love. The very first thing you received when you came to God was his love. For God so loved the world. You got that. You received that. Jesus loves me. He died for my sin. And it never stops. Every time you'll believe something, it's because you see more love. Every time you take faith, it's because of love. Because faith worketh by love. That's truth. And you may know something, and even the Word of God says you might even have faith to move mountains, but if you do not have love, it profits nothing. Nothing. Once again, I thank the Lord for the faith that he gives me. But the faith that is the treasure of faith, it's faith in his faithfulness. Right back to faith in his love. Faith in his love. Not faith that I'm going to do right. Not faith that I'm going to live right. Not faith that I'm going to just be hitting a perfect, stride all the time. No, I have perfect faith in his faithfulness. I'm telling you, I thank God. I know he loves me. I know he adores me. I know he can never stop. I know he'll never quit. I know his passion is beyond what I could ever ask or think. But I can believe it and I can know it. And I take that. That's the power of Christ, praise God. That's the power of Christ. You ever want the power of Christ? That's why you need the Holy Ghost. Because he takes the love of God and he'll shed it abroad in your heart. And you'll grow in confidence. Because of the Holy Ghost, he shows you the things of Christ. He takes those things that are yours and then he shows them to you. And here's what's yours, the Word of God, that's yours. He lives in you. Know it. Praise his name. Now, we grow strong in faith as we hear the word of God. And we grow strong in the faith of the Son of God that lives in me. And we grow wise into this salvation, don't we? See, we don't just get saved and flatline. We grow wise in it. That's the beauty of it. We grow, if we'll grow up, we can even grow into knowing salvation with eternal glory. We understand, we believe all of my privileges in Christ, and we grow up, and we grow in it, and we walk as the mature sons of God, knowing that the Father hath loved me just as he loves the only begotten Son. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did. Isn't it gorgeous? That's why we delight tonight. That's why we're just thankful. We come in here and I don't care how you're feeling. I don't care what bad stuff happened to us. I'll tell you what. We win. We win. That's it. We win. The victory's been won and we win. Now, let's go to the next in Christ tonight. And you don't have to depart Romans 8. Let's begin reading from verse 35. What a portion of scripture. I'm telling you, the Lord's going to have to constrain us tonight because I'm sure we're about to just go blow apart because of this love. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Know who you are. Know. Yeah, it's God's target. He wants you to suffer together with him. It ain't man's target. It's God's target. Remember, the devil's so stupid, he doesn't even understand or know where you're at unless God lets him be aware of it. Know that. Don't you give the enemy any credit. Any credit. Nay, in all things, what are we? We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Once again, we're right back to love. You're more than a conqueror because he loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Not just a general statement, well, God loves you. No, God loves you, son. His son. The Father loves his son. And Christ, praise the Lord in that beautiful plan of God and what he was made for us. And then, praise God, in the transformation power. He didn't just save us, he came to live in us. He gave us his very life. That's why we're more than a conqueror through him that loved us. Why? It's because his life lives in us. Who's the only one that's more than a conqueror? Christ. Why are you more than a conqueror? Because Christ lives in you. Amen. Amen? It's not because you have positive thinking or, wow, this is great. I'm excited today. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. I was right there. I was there. No, we can... We're more than conquerors because he loves us. Because of the very plan of God that he lives in us. It's that life. And it's not predicated on how you feel. Or if you got it going today in faith. It's just who you are in Christ. It's wake up. I was thinking of it. It's just like, you know, you could, it's just like someone who's sitting out there and, yeah, you know, I'm, yeah, let's just say it's 75 in the sun, all right, because it's hot. Well, even like today, it could be like 65 in the sun. But if you get in the shade, it's probably 35. It's cold in that shade. Oh, I'm so cold, and I just feel awful. And you're right here in the shade. If I take one step, I'm right over there in 65 sun. Oh, but I'm so cold, I just can't believe how bad this is. And just one step, bam. One step. Just a turn, even. Amen? Quicken us, Lord, in who we are in Christ. So, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Anything created. That's everything. That's thought. Tangible, intangible, anything created. And you know who? What? He created all things. And he tells you. He created light and he created darkness. He created good. He even created evil. He created all things. That's everything. So all of everything, isn't that awesome? Not height, nor depth, nor everything shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in what? Christ Jesus our Lord. how beautiful. And just to make sure we understand that, anything created includes you. Okay? All right. Everything. Everything. So, that's our entire life, isn't it? We just went through everything. Amen. All things, anything created, anything I could ever face, fail, succeed, do, not do, believe, unbelief, and not a one will ever separate me from the love of God in Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that beautiful? See why he put us in Christ? See why we are in Christ and in nothing else? Because God so loved, he wanted that love never to be separated. And the only place that could ever happen is he had to place us in his son. He had to place us in his son. He had to put Christ in us. That's why. That's why. Now, with that, my truth and backing in faith, I have all his love's power to overcome all things. Truly, because it is, because God loves me, because I'm in Christ. That's it. And that's never to be separated. You see? You can make, just think of how many ways you can go. And it's so a seed that remaineth. It's such everlasting life. It's so that we can never be separated from the love of God because we're in Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. You think about the time we're celebrating right now. Here came our Savior, made flesh, the Word, a baby. Enemy would do, was doing everything and anything to destroy him. From the very moment of his birth, gotta kill him. But he showed it didn't matter how he came. But he was coming as a baby. You're not going to kill him. He's going to give his life. And he's going to live that perfect life. And he's going to show us and reveal to us, I am that I am. He that has seen me has seen the Father. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to my Father but by me. It pleases my Father to bruise me. Yes. Don't feel sorry for me, because it's the joy of my eternity, this cross that I'll endure for you. It's set before me. I've embraced it in ages past, because I've seen what the Father's plan is. In Christ, in me. Now, here we go. He backs us, praise God, in his truth and in faith. That power to overcome all things is there because he loves us. And one thing we can always be assured is what God loves, he protects. And what God loves, he defends. And what God loves, he encourages. And what God loves, he is always for. Amen. Because what God loves is his son. He can only look upon his son. That's why he looks upon you and he adores you. Because now we are the sons of God. Now, nothing can stand against the power of the love of God to you. It's true. Nothing can. Nothing. And I thank the Lord for those you know, our forefathers of faith, those that went before us, those that were persecuted in different things. I think about that sweet Apostle Paul and how he was tried. I thank God for those when they were thrown into prison. Sure, there was a moment, but then they began to sing, praise the Lord. And the joy that came, the power that came. Thanking God that even when he was delivered up in Rome, maybe the things that were he might have thought, but obviously the prophecy came to him. No, that's where you're going to be offered up. He knew. Maybe he thought other things. Did he change his plans? Oh no, he knew God had sent him there. He said, the time of my departure is at hand. He didn't say that in a sorrowful way. He said it with a big smile. I'm going to see my beloved, the one my heart has longed for. And hallelujah, the power of the love of God just grew stronger and more alive to the moment he saw Christ. But now here we are. And by the grace of God, we want to live this now, I would assume. I would pray. I want to live the full, overcoming, victorious life because of what he has done. Do you get that? See, by the grace of God, I can live that full, victorious, overcoming life because of what he has done, not because of what I have done. I'm not a full overcomer because of what I have done. I'm a full overcomer because I believe in what he has done, what he has finished, what his victory means for my life. The power of the resurrection, what did I have to do with that? Nothing. Except he came to save me. And it was love. But he did it all. Oh, thank you, God. So, I'm a full overcomer because I stand in what he has done and put me in Christ. And in Christ, that's my glory. And in Christ, that's really the mark for the prize for the high calling of God, because it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. It doesn't change. It's not something that becomes me. It's Christ in me. That pressing and reaching is just for more knowledge of this grace and truth. That's all that is. That's not you doing a work in any way, shape, or form. We are his workmanship. His. And I thank God what we're created in. In Christ, praise God. So, God help us not to wait for someday to praise him. And I'm talking about praise him for delivering me from everything. It's got to be now. I thank the Lord that I tell him every day, Lord, even before we face it, Lord, I thank God you've delivered me out of all of my troubles now. And I love that. The way of escape is here all the time. I don't wait for it. I already know it's been made. It's already been made by faith. By faith, do we call those things which be not as though they were? By faith, amen, in the love of God and that power that lives in us, hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, this lives in us, and we need to feed this life to reign, to be who we are in Christ. You think about this. We are intended to be made and made to be for the good pleasure of God's will. Isn't that something? For the good pleasure of God's will. That means we are made to be, intended to be his ecstasy, his highest treasure and delight, his pleasing object of faith. See, it's impossible to please God without faith. And here we are tonight hearing, thank you, Jesus, the whole counsel of God. And this is when we come in here, praise God, Sunday school, whatever it is, we're hearing the whole counsel of God, the intent of God and what he wants us to have. That mystery that has been hidden from the prophets, from the sons of men, that dispensation that was given to the Apostle Paul. to know those mysteries, to know, yea, the deep things of God by his Spirit. Yes, that we would have that most holy, that most set apart faith. That's the ecstasy of God, the good pleasure of his will. Faith. That's all he rewards, isn't it? We know that. Because he's not pleased with anything but faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing his son. Hearing his word. Not trying to contrive in man's thoughts and in man's ideas and in man's championing how I'm going to come to God and to be something acceptable to him. He's the God that will always look on one thing, and that's the heart. That's it. He looks at that heart. He knows if that heart will receive truth. He knows what will be the product of it. I thank God we've been in here long enough. Shoot, even farmers, they know if they plant beans, you know what they're going to get? They're going to get beans. Lord knows that heart, if it's been planted, that, oh my, Paul's gospel, truth in love, spirit in truth. He just going like this. Oh, son, you don't even know what's coming here. You haven't even seen her yet. And that's the truth. What he's waiting for. What he is waiting for. And he reveals that his grace, brothers and sisters, his grace in Christ is his love. His grace is his love. And his love is faithful love. It's unstoppable love. It's unmovable love. It's unchangeable love. It's all-powerful love. It's love that we can rely on and depend on. It's love that is never changing. And that love is our hope. It's our joy. It's our strength. It's our inspiration for life itself. And it's love that is so immense, if we will grow up into all of it, it will bring forth faith in us to be glorified together with such a one that is him, the King of kings and Lord of lords. I am that I am. All because of his love. My, oh my. Now really notice this, and what we've read tonight, these four verses or five. It doesn't mention your love, does it? Go back in there, read it many times as you want. You cannot find it. Nope. It's him that loved us, and nothing's going to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What are you dependent upon? Are you dependent upon your love or his love? And there's something about being dependent upon his love. I fall in love. Because it's so incredible. How could I not thank him for it? How could I not rejoice moment by moment? Quickened in his love. Quickened in the Spirit. That's what that is. That's an abounding hope. That's why, I'll tell you what. We best rejoice when we continue to hear the love message. See, you know what our love would bring? Unreliable love. Our love is mood-changing love. And I thank God it's all about only the love that counts. The only love that is, the love of God. Which for mankind can only be accessed and received in Christ, the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I want to be obsessed with it, don't you? And you know how you do and how you get obsessed with it? You keep hearing it. Quit of this. Quit of this. Take this. And only listen to this. It'll happen. Because when this listens to this by the Spirit, it only has one outcome. it produces only one thing. If you'll hear all of it, it'll be the bride for the Lamb. And that love is the height and the depth and the length and the breadth. Praise God. Amen. All right. Now, we go on here. Let's read verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. You ever read those two verses together? You know that there wasn't chapter 8 and chapter 9. It just flows. So think of that, what he just told us. The love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, that we can never be separated for, so immense that we're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. It's always there. It'll never change. And Paul immediately says, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, everything the Apostle Paul brings forth through the epistles that the Holy Ghost wrote through him are so beyond and overwhelming, so exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. But as he says here, I say the truth in Christ. It's gorgeous, isn't it? I love that. Because it is too much. It's too beyond. How could this be? Because the Apostle Paul was given to say the truth in Christ. Now, this is true, and it's so true, that any truth, praise God, that we could ever speak, it better be in Christ. See, we could quote scriptures, we could have faith to move mountains, but without love, that love in Christ, it profits nothing. So I tell you what, we can conclude, and I love this as he put in my heart. The exceeding knowledge of all truth, even as much as Christ in you, the hope of glory, the high calling, the mystery of the ages, the perfect, complete, filled with all the fullness of God, fully mature one, the vessel only for the master's use, his bride, that revelation and power and truth that is Christ in you, oh my, that's the truth, that's all truth that we say and have in Christ. We'll finish with 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received. Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And I believe we know that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens. Where? In Christ. Praise God. All right. Let's stand, be dismissed.